Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on the show each week, we'll discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, on June 24th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the nuts and bolts of prosperous language. I'll discuss which words push money away and which ones attract money to you. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. Now, I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, is an easy-to-use color-coded calendar. It shows you quickly and easily the best dates of your important activities, and it includes information on all the codes as well as plenty of recommended job practices. It also shows you those timeout periods to avoid because nothing comes of actions taken during those times. So to get your own 2011 Good Timing Guide, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the Polaris store or look for the free Today's Guide on the home page. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, how are you doing after that total lunar eclipse we had this past Wednesday, June 15th? Did you encounter any issues related to loss, separation, or aggravation? If so, you've probably been impacted by that eclipse, and the good news is that it will bring you growth and expansion too. However, with this eclipse, the two go hand in hand, growth with loss, separation, or aggravation. So remember that with this eclipse, you could experience eclipse events between May 15th through July 15th. And that eclipse was at 24 degrees of Sagittarius. So if you have any planets or personal points between 20 to 28 degrees of either Gemini or Sag, then this one impacts you definitely. Also, the secondary meaning of that eclipse is related to protection while practicing. So essentially, you're in an apprenticeship training, even though it might seem like a very real situation to you. So it's important to continue practicing and paying attention now. That will lead to greater skills and abilities in the future when you'll have a tougher or more demanding situation. So your situation now is preparing you for that. Now next, today is the best day we have for signing contracts this month. This is due to the cycle of Venus trine Saturn, which peaks today. Yay! This cycle is excellent for signing contracts because it indicates that both parties understand the responsibilities to each other and have a good working relationship. Now, if you must sign a contract during June, then today, June 17th, is the only good day we have for signing a contract. However, you should note that signing contracts within 1 week of an eclipse is iffy. So since this eclipse has aggravation, loss, or separation associated with growth, those energies will still impact your contract. So be prepared for that if you sign a contract today. However, there is no better date to sign a contract in June. Now, the cycle of Venus trine Saturn continues through June 23rd, and it's also excellent for choosing the best use of resources for projects or for planning events. This cycle is also a time when long-term friendships or partnerships are typically doing well. And it's a great time for ladies to celebrate a positive relationship with their dad on Father's Day this weekend. So have fun. Now, next, the first day of summer or the summer solstice is next Tuesday, June 21st. Now, the chart for that moment provides information about the energies for the entire summer. So it's an important time. The energies of the season are intense. We have Sun opposite Pluto, Uranus square the Sun and Pluto, Saturn square the Sun and Pluto, and Saturn opposite Uranus. So this is a big square, so big change and big challenges are afoot. Now, leaders appear to be making radical and permanent structural changes, or they're changing. Power issues and control issues are strong, so it will still be a challenge to get a budget and the debt ceiling raised by Congress. There's a lot of dynamic energy and action throughout the season. Essentially, the universe is inviting each of us to be willing to make changes, especially the ones that are long overdue. Now, with this set of energies, we're likely to see the state Republican senators in Wisconsin recalled. That would mean that Governor Scott Walker's program to provide corporate welfare at the expense of the middle class there would likely be undone. So watch for that and other changes in leaders. Now, also, be prepared for earth changes and or power grid issues as part of the challenges. Now, it's very important to be prepared for unexpected events that may require you to have extra food, water, and other preparations in order to be safe. So remember, this period could have extremely large solar flares from the sun, which could wipe out the power grid in regions of the country for weeks. So if you can get yourself trained to be part of an emergency response team in your area, I would do so as soon as you can. And all cities and towns offer that training throughout the United States. Ask your local fire department or emergency management department for more information. Now, fortunately, we do have some help for all those changes, and thank goodness. This is shown by the cycles of Sun, sextile Jupiter, and Jupiter trine Pluto. Now, this suggests that you should look for growth opportunities in those changes. Focus on that, and you'll make money in the midst of the changes. This could also suggest that you may expand your horizons with these changes. For example, you may go back to school or get some new training, travel, or have other experiences which provide you with growth and expansion. This growth may also lead you to powerful people or companies which want to work with you. Now, if you have a product designed for the masses, these changes could expand your audience or market. So expect a lot of dynamic changes this summer, but also look for the growth and rewards that will come with them. Now, the good news in all of this is that leaders seem to have a very clear vision of where they're headed, and that's related to the cycle of Sun, Trine, Neptune. There's just a lot of action and changes required to get there, and it looks challenging. However, this cycle is also excellent for tuning into your intuition, so you can make those changes happen more easily. So stay focused on your vision instead of how to make that happen, and let the universe deliver the how while you stay focused on the outcome that you want to create. Now, another challenge for the summer solstice is that of deceptive actions, fatigue, or illness are likely to be prevalent now. That's related to the cycle of Mars square Neptune. So be careful what you believe this summer, as deceptive actions are likely. Use your intuition and check in with your guts to stay alert to this. And also take extra good care of your health and get plenty of rest. Since this cycle is exact on the solstice, this energy will be exceptionally strong all summer. So do what you can, but no more. Now, next, we're still in a cycle that's associated with inflation and higher interest rates. And this is the cycle of Jupiter sextile Neptune. And it also provides opportunities for envisioning the future, which is pretty important now. That's because we're creating our thoughts so quickly. And I encourage you to make a vision board with pictures of the world you want to live in and what you want in your life. So keep this up where you can see it each day. Your subconscious will help you to create it. The cycle stays in range through June 23rd. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. today is the best day we have for important actions for the rest of the month, so do what you can to make good use of today. The next day with a good final result is on Wednesday, June 22nd, until 10:10 a.m. Pacific Time, or until 1:10 p.m. Eastern Time. And after that, the rest of the day is a timeout until the next day when the third quarter moon begins. So use those good times to take important actions or make important decisions and avoid the timeouts for that. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's the copy of the information I give you each week on the radio, so you don't need to take notes. And to receive this information, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the homepage. Now that's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. To find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Did you know that if your blood levels of vitamin D are within an optimal range, your ability to lose weight is much more enhanced? This is due to the fact that when your body has an amount that is well over survival levels, over 50 nanograms per milliliter, then and only then can your body take that surplus and create calcitriol, the most important steroid hormone in your body, in charge of balancing hormones like thyroid, which controls metabolism, and other hormones such as insulin and cortisol. For more information, visit my website, PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com. Or please call me at 1-888-827-9770. That's 1-888-827-9770. Powerful medicine, powerful healing for a vibrant life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I think we already have all the callers that we can handle for today. Is that right, Benny?
That is certainly correct.
Okay, and also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, which is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, who do we have today?
All right, well, let's start things off. Kirsten is calling us. She's in between Tacoma and Seattle, so she's in her little G-Ride, cruising northbound, I believe. Maybe we need a traffic update from her, too. If not, she's got a question about renting a house, but she's looking to sell it, and you have her birth information, so let's bring her on. Kirsten, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hello, how are you today?
Good. So tell me what's happening there.
Well, we have my ex-husband and I own a house in a co-housing project in Seattle, and it's been empty for 4 or 5 months while we were getting the carpets changed because of cat smell. And it's a great place, and I'm looking to sell it and just looking at what are the prospects and what can I do to help that along.
That is a great question, and selling a house is a very, very important activity. So
yeah,
I can tell you, first of all, that my Good Timing Guide, although it's a great guide, it's not good enough for selling a house, because you need an actual time of day to make it work. Selling a house is complex because you have a seller, you have a realtor, and so you want the connection mm-hmm. between the seller and the realtor to be good. And then you have a connection that has to occur between the realtor and the buyer. And, of course, you want that connection to be good. And then you have a connection you need to occur from the buyer to the property. And you want that connection to be good. So those are all the things that have to show up in a chart in order to make that happen. And the speed at which that occurs is related to the moon. So when the moon is going to make its next aspect, we'll tell you how long it'll take until that will all occur. So there's a lot of different pieces that need to be juggled. And so the guide is not set up to handle a task that complex. So you're better off to have me or somebody who's an electional astrologer do a custom timing for you so that you, and you're probably going to get, you know, a 10 or 15 minute window to sign or mail or hand over the contract to your realtor. And I've had I'll give you an example. I worked with an ashram in California, and they were out kind of in the desert part of California, and they decided they wanted to sell their property. They had a pretty good-sized ranch out there. And so they decided they wanted to sell it, and they put it up for sale just, you know, on their, you know, time frame without any consultation. And it was up for sale for a year, and they had no offers. And so And I think maybe they knew about my Good Timing Guide, so it's unlikely they would have put it up for sale during a timeout. But, you know, they didn't get any offers on it. So they took it off the market, and then they put it back up for sale. And this time they had me do a custom timing for putting it up for sale, for listing it with the realtor. And
yeah.
Now, I made those guys get up early in the morning, you know, like 4:30 in the morning to mail their contract. But they had three offers within 1 week.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is something that you can arrange to have happen. Doesn't happen all the time, so sometimes you have to wait for a period like that. But that is the kind of thing that you can create with good timing. So I would recommend that if you're going to sell a property, especially in this market, that you get a custom timing for it.
Okay.
Okay, and you're probably going to want to either get that for July This month is not particularly good. Probably next month, you know, by early July, after we get past the July 1st eclipse. There are a few days there where things could happen.
Huh. So, okay, well, thank you for the advice.
Yeah, you're welcome, and give me a call on that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right. Do we
have another?
We do. And now let me just jump in here. I'll give you that information. And it's Ellen. She's calling in from Seattle. Let me swing over here real fast here so I can get my both hands working for me. She's going through a hard time manifesting a new job. Currently, she's unemployed. So she's looking for a little bit of guidance. And
okay.
Her birth information is September 10th of 51.
Okay.
And 9:33 p.m.
9:33 p.m.
Yep, and she was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, I have been there, and it's a delightful place.
Oh, wonderful. Good to know.
Yeah.
Looks like it'd be on my next vacationing tour.
Okay.
All right, so Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, I'm relatively familiar with your chart since I was born close to your birth time, your birthday.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So, let's see. You are looking for a job. What kind of career have you been doing?
I've been a registered nurse for 39 years. I'm still looking for more work in that field, recently laid off. Just been applying a lot of places, having a hard time, you know. My gut feeling is maybe July 4th. Any insight?
July 4th that you might get a job offer?
Yes. I'm not sure. I put a lot of energy out there, and I would like to start on July 4th.
Well, so start on the holiday, you mean?
Or the 5th, you know.
Uh-huh.
Anytime
the
in July.
The 4th is actually a very long time out, so I wouldn't recommend you start on that day.
Okay.
The 5th would be better, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just looking to see here what you have happening in terms of job offers. Now, is there any chance that you've looked at any other careers or considered any other options?
You know, I have. I've looked into retail, and I've applied for several retail jobs, but since I don't have experience in retail, they say you don't have experience, and also look at my resume, they're saying I'm overqualified for, you know.
I see. Okay.
You know, entry-level retail. You know, I'm receptive to a lot of things, you know.
Right.
But often you're considered overqualified if you've had a, you know, a high-level resume with nursing, et cetera.
Exactly. Well, yeah. If you were interested in sales, I would recommend you consider something like outside sales because you have a lot of personal experience of working with people.
Definitely.
And so an outside sales position is something that would require something a little more a higher skill level, and so they often will consider people who have had other careers, you know, that are higher, more qualified.
Okay.
So if you were interested in sales, that would be something to consider.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see why you are heavily invested in healthcare and that whole piece. I was just more curious if you might be considering any kind of work where you would perhaps offer your services individually, you know, like as a, you know, like say a visiting nurse or something where you are like a private nurse or something
home care
like
type.
Yeah, home care perhaps or something of that sort. Your cycles look like you have, you know, you've had some fairly good things that were coming through here, and since they haven't yet paid off, but there still is one more here that looks pretty strong, and it's actually like this week.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm thinking there might be an opportunity this week for you to hear something back on a career job.
Well, I'm really ready immediately, actually, you know.
Right.
I just felt the need for a couple of weeks off, but whatever. I'm receptive to whatever's out there.
Yeah. So I would consider all those things, and I'm looking at the clock and realizing I have to go. But
okay.
But this week looks good for you. So do what you can to put out resumes today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madeline.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Are you too busy? Then stop saying that and use a different description. Maybe you'll be busier than a beaver. Beavers build something with all their busyness instead of just being overwhelmed. Or consider, I'm catching up and feeling better and better. This one will give you a feeling of getting the busyness under control. Or better yet, consider using, I have more than enough time to accomplish all my tasks. You'll actually create more time when you use that one. So choose a new description for all that busyness, and you'll create more prosperity, too. Now, next Friday on June 24th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the nuts and bolts of prosperous language. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. Or you can call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Now, stay tuned for Maureen St. Germain. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Sea vegetables. Seaweeds such as kelp, dulse, and sea palm are rich sources of trace minerals. Seaweeds are alkalinizing and anti-inflammatory. Since most of us don't consume enough, consider adding seaweed to your rice, soups, beans, etc., or munching on seaweed snacks such as sea crunchies, which are toasted sea palm fronds. Raise metabolism and support your thyroid. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.